פרק א' בישול סעיף פ' עירוי על גבי סוכה to go and do עירוי on sugar to pour over on the sugar אין לארץ מים מכלי ראשון על גבי סוכה הנמצא בתוך הכוס משום שהסוכה נימוח תוך כדי העירוי ונמצא זה עירוי מבשל את הסוכה הנימוח we shouldn't pour hot water over sugar. Why? Because when you pour it over, while you're pouring it over, it'll make the sugar go and melt. You're doing it, making it lach. You're making it a thin like, as if it is a liquid. A liquid which has been, even if it has been cooked before, we're worried that it may be able to be cooked again. Lach shen is standard, which got cold, you're allowed to cook it again. It's just sugar. If it becomes watery, we are worried that maybe has got the same din as water, same din as a liquid, and you can't go and cook it again. Because it's considered yesh bishul acham bishul, since it is considered liquid. The if bay alef, iru al gabet tamsis v'suka amurovim b'mayim chamim, to pour over on a tea essence, and sugar, which is inside water already. Mi sheichin kois tei v'kva nosan tamtis v'tzonenet b'mayim. Oy she nosan sukkah b'toch ha-mayim. V'otze ke'es l'osif mayim chamim l'toch ha-kos. Ein niten mayim mikeli vishn l'toch ha-kos. Kivin sha'ir m'vashen es tamtis v'asukkah m'orevis b'kos. What's he say? He says, if you had put inside this tea a cold essence, so this essence is cold, so the bishul from the essence already has gone. Because when it's cold, it's considered lach and it's stannin. And if you cook it up again, you got issa on Shabbos. So now you've got this essence which are cold, we'll put it into a cup. You put them into a keli sheni. You're allowed to do that. Now, the same thing would be if you put sugar into the hot water. Even though the sugar has been cooked, let's say, the sugar now got cold. When you put it into the drink, it gets cold, it gets hot again. Now, if you pour over from a irui onto this tea, which has got inside it water and also got inside it sugar, and it's got inside it also tea essence, so Shlomo Zalman is worried about the tea essence since they were cold, and now you're cooking them not with a keli sheni, but with a iroi, because you're pouring over from a keli rishon. He said you're cooking again the sugar. You're cooking again also the tea essence. So you got a problem from bishul achar bishul with the tea essence. That's what he said before. That whole problem is because you're making an iroi. It's put in the keli sheni, we allow you. But to pour over from the keli rishon into the water, then you are doing iroi. Iroi is not allowed if it has not been cooked before. Im gam la'achas shemaris amayim achamim lekois ein choma magia l'sheir yatzledes boy ein b'ze isak. If after you pour it over, it doesn't come to be yatzledes altogether, then there's no problem because since the outcome from your pouring over is not yatzledes, it can't go and cook it. No cooking is done less than the yatzeledes. If the outcome from these two waters together, pouring in water from that keli rishon, is going to come out at the end of the day, I mean, it's not at the end of the day, straight away when you mix it together, it comes out less than the yatzeledes, you've got no problem. So if pay base, nesinat limon b'keli rishon, putting lemon, habor liten prusat limon or dvash or ali nano kiyotzimaz there, but toch koi shizina ke keli sheni, in the elba sif mem dalet, shenech leku boi haposkin. Nech leku bazeh haposkin. Everyone put lemon, or honey, or tea, alei tea, alei mint, inside the kos, even if it is keli sheni, some people want to worry about that. Why? Are we worried that these things are called kali abishul? According to the Mishnah Berurah, as it says before, one shouldn't put anything in the keli sheni because we are worried that these things are kaliya bishul. They like to go and they cook lightly. So everything we're worried, it is light to cook, and therefore we don't put in the keli sheni. According to the Chazon Ish, we don't worry about everything that it is easy to cook. We take on that it is not easy to cook, and you're allowed to put it into a keli sheni. That's what he says before. If pei gimel, the sinat chalaf a keli sheni. Yesh lokel lofes chalaf mafusa letoich mayim chamim anim tzem bekeli sheni. You're allowed to put in pasteurized milk into a keli sheni. Even though pasteurized milk is not so, not everybody agrees, pasteurizing is considered fully cooked, because they only do it in 80 degrees, but even though, since there are a lot of other svaras, the Pshlim Zalman and the Minchas Yitzchok take on, you're allowed to put pasteurized milk in a keli sheni. Pei dalet. In Mayim Sheba Thermos, putting water in, if the water was in a thermos. Mayim Rotchim Sheba Bakbuk Thermos, She'ena Chashmali. If you've got water in a thermos, which is not joined to Chashmal. Dinoi Kikeli Sheini, Mutem Ika Din Laos Mehem Agabe Tamsit Oi Sukkah Re'ya Ora. You're allowed to go and pour it onto sugar and to put it on tea essence. Re'ya Ora. And why? We take on a thermos is a keli sheni, because it came from the keli rishon and it was put into the thermos. Thermos is not something which is joined to the fire. It's got in from keli sheni. What could be the problem? The problem could be what he says in the footnote is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon, like we said before, the Chazon Ish held that if you take straight from the fire and you put it into a cup, it's still considered keli rishon. Therefore, if you took the thermos and you put in water straight from the fire, and it's still on the fire, then the halacha, according to the Chazon Ish, is it's still called a keli rishon. Therefore, the thermos will be a keli rishon. Taking from a keli rishon and putting into the next cup, it will be only a keli sheni. But the minhag ha'olam is not like the Chazon Ish. The minhag ha'olam is that it's considered, yes, a keli sheni. But he still brings down the Chazon Ish. It is considered a thermos, a keli, vision.